नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांता नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानोसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधा श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। वेलकम एवरीवन टू आवर संडे फीस्ट क्लास इन दिस मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस मंथ ऑफ कार्तिक। So the we'll be discussing today the glories of Kartik based on the Damodar Ashtakam, which is written by Satyavrat Muni. So the glories of the Kartik month are unlimited, you know. And there are so many glories which are described in so many scriptures. When one offers a lamb during the Kartik, his sins of thousands and millions of births are purified, you know, in an eye blink. And even if there are no mantras, no pious deeds, no purity, everything becomes perfect when a person offers a lamp in this month of Kartik. No sins exist anywhere in the three worlds which cannot be purified by offering a lamp to Sri Radha Damodar in this auspicious month of Kartik. So all these, you know, various wonderful benedictions are given about Kartik month. But the most important and most wonderful benediction which is given is a person who offers lamb during Kartik to Supreme Lord Damodar. He attains the supreme devotional service unto the Supreme Lord and he gets a chance to attain the spiritual world. So when we hear such type of benedictions, are they really actually, you know, in true sense they are given, or are they metaphorical? Many times the question comes, you know, because in various pastimes, these phalashrutis are given. If you hear this pastime, you will be purified of all the sins. If you hear this pastime, you will be liberated and you will go back home, back to Godhead. So there are two ways to understand these statements. First is, when these type of statements are given, these show the merciful nature of the Lord. You know, how the Lord is so merciful, so compassionate, that he is ready to accommodate everyone and bring everyone to his lotus feet. But as a devotee, we should not make these statements as our mission statements. You know, only if I'll read this and I'll not do any other part of bhakti, you know, I'll keep on doing my other daily routine activities, I'll not become serious in bhakti, and once a day I'll read this also, you know, and I'll be purified. So this is not the actual mood behind reading these type of, you know, pastimes. So main thing is we have to be more and more focused in increasing our devotional service unto the Supreme Lord, you know. Because Rup Goswami tells, what is the actual mood of a devotee to advance in Krishna consciousness? Krishna bhakti ras bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukrati na labhyate. So Rup Goswami describes in Padyavali that if somebody wants to develop the taste for Krishna bhakti rasa, if somebody wants, that is our goal. All of us, we are doing so much of tapasya to develop the rasa of Krishna bhakti. So kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate, Rupa Goswami is saying, wherever it is available, you buy it. But to buy it, we have to pay the price. So what is the price we have to pay? Nothing comes free in this world. Even bhakti, we have to pay a price to get. So what is the price we have to pay for the bhakti? Tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukratir na labhyate. Only price we have to pay is we have to be greedy about it. If we are not greedy about it, if we are not eager to get Krishna bhakti rasa, we will not get the taste of bhakti, you know. One time devotees were in Vrindavan, and in Vrindavan, a sweet shop owner, so he would offer day's first sweet to the devotees, whoever would come. So first sweet would be given to those free of cost. So all the devotees in Vrindavan, they knew where to go in the morning, you know, to get the sweet, you know. So every day they would go and they would get such wonderful Bengali sweets. And one day it so happened that they were eating, and every devotee had a sweet in his hand. Somebody had rasgulla, somebody had rasmalai, sandesh. And then Prabhupada's car is coming, you know. So they had no way to hide it because it was all wet. They could not do anything. And Prabhupada's car came closer. And then the devotees were thinking, now what will Prabhupada say? So then Prabhupada's car just didn't stop there, went ahead. So devotees had a sigh of relief. Bach gaye, you know. Then Prabhupada's car stopped after some time, you know, came backwards, and Prabhupada rolled down the window sheet. And then, you know, Prabhupada said, Bengali sweets, very good for health, you know. You should eat every day. Everybody said, Jai Prabhupada, you know. So then after some time, it was a book distribution marathon time. Prabhupada was there in New Delhi, and devotees were distributing books. So Prabhupada personally went to one of the book tables, and he was also distributing books with other devotees. So one devotee who was there in Vrindavan, he was there. So he thought, maybe I should please Prabhupada, I should get some Bengali sweets for him. So he went to some of the nearby shop and he brought some Bengali sweets. And he offered to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, would you like to take some Bengali sweets? So Prabhupada, took this Chaitanya Charitamrita and he said, this is the best Bengali sweet ever I have tasted, you know. So this is how we have to be eager to taste the rasa of Krishna bhakti. If we are not eager, we will not get the taste of bhakti, you know. And we'll have to relish the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes and Krishna's pastimes more and more. Then only we'll develop that taste. Kaviraj Goswami says, Sahajai Chaitanya Charit Ghanadugdapur Ramananda Charit Tahe Khanda Prachur. So Krishna Leela is like a condensed milk. Now it is very relevant. We can relate to these metaphorical things. So he's saying it is like condensed milk, and Ramananda Charit, when you hear about Ramananda Raya's pastimes with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is like adding sugar in the condensed milk, you know, it becomes rabdi, you know. Then Radha Krishna Lilai Karpura Milan Bhagyavan Eise Kare Aswadan. And Radha Krishna Lila is like adding camphor in the sweet rice, in this rabdi. And it becomes all the more nectarian. And who can appreciate and taste this? Bhagyavan Eise Kare Aswadan. So only a most fortunate person can appreciate and relish this pastimes of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is how in this month of Kartik we also get a chance to become most fortunate, Bhagyavan. You know, we came to Krishna consciousness and after coming to Krishna consciousness, we got to learn so many things, you know. Previously, we knew only two Ekadashis, you know, Kartik and Ashadi. After coming to Krishna consciousness, we realized that there are 22 more, you know. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, Prasad was, the particles of sweet which we'll get when we'll go to temple. Now Prasad is full plate, you know. So there are so many things we get. Earlier, Sabudana Khichdi, Ekadashi was an occasion to celebrate Sabudana Khichdi feast, you know. Ekadashi aa raha hai matlab hi Sabudana Khichdi milega, you know. Now we realize Ekadashi means it is a day to increase our devotional service. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, Ganapati was our supreme personality of Godhead, you know. And why, somebody was saying, why is Ganapati is my God? Because he does not believe in weight loss, you know. That's why it is my favorite, you know. Now, previously we thought, you know, Vishnu, Krishna comes from Vishnu. Then after coming to Krishna consciousness, we realized it is ulta, other way around, you know. And this Hare Krishna Mahamantra was the last mantra to be sung in the Ganapati Aarti, you know. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Then we realize this is the Mahamantra, which is the Yuga Dharma for this age. This is a prime mantra which should be recited and chanted every day, you know. So many things we have learned after coming to Krishna consciousness, you know. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, what was Bhagavad Gita for us? Tum kya leke aaye the? जो लेके जाओगे, तुम्हारा क्या था जो तुमने खो दिया, you know. So then after coming to Krishna consciousness, we realize जो पाया था, जो खोया था, we have to offer to Krishna only, you know. So many things. Vrindavan was a mythological city, you know. I asked one of the students, you know, where is Vrindavan? He said, yes, Mysore, you know. There is a Vrindavan garden in Mysore, you know. So people are so unaware of the details of spiritual life. By coming to Krishna consciousness, we have realized how much we are fortunate. Dhoti kurta was a dress of villagers. Oh, gaon wale pehnte, you know. Now we realize it is a Vaishnava dress. So all these things we have come to know because of Srila Prabhupada and because of the books of Srila Prabhupada. Our life has changed by the mercy of Prabhupada and his devotees, you know. So who is a fortunate person in this world, in the outside world, if you ask anyone, a person who has money, who has position, who has a good life partner, that person is a fortunate person, you know. A person prayed to God, Oh God, in my next life, I want a benediction from you. So he prayed and God appeared. He said, yes, what do you want? He said, I want that in my next life, my pocket should be filled with money and I should be always surrounded by women, you know. So he became in the next life the conductor of a ladies' bus, you know. So people have different, you know, paradigm of being fortunate. But when we come to Krishna consciousness, we realize what is fortune. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks Ramananda Rai, Dukha madhye kon dukha hoy gurutar, which is the greatest distress in this world. So generally the distress for any person may be if he is some near ones die, if he loses some money or some position. But Ramananda Rai says, Krishna bhakta viraha vina dukha nahi dekhi par. There is no distress which is greater than being separated from the devotees of the Lord. You know? Many times for us it is otherwise. You know, we are getting so much opposition, we think, itna kyun mil raha hai, you know. Why so much? Why every time devotees are asking me, oh, Sunday feast ke liye aayenge kya, you know. Prabhupada writes a very wonderful verse in the purport. He says, there are four things which make a person fortunate. Mamana radhya dukkhartam kutumba saktamanasa satsangarahito martyo vriddha seva parichyuta. So Krishna is saying there are four things. If somebody gets, he is a most fortunate person. And if somebody does not get, he becomes the most distressed person, you know. One person came to Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, and showed his hand. You know, many times people come to sadhus and said, Maharaj, haath dekhte hain kya? You know. So this person also came to Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, please tell me my future. So Prabhupada looked at his hand intently and after examining for a few seconds, he said, oh, bahut garbad hai. You know. He said, kya hua Swamiji? Bahut problem hai. Kya problem hai Swamiji? Well, janma mrityu jara vyadhi, you know. Everything is there, you know. So he said, and what should I do, Swamiji? He said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy, you know. That was the solution Prabhupada gave. Another person came to Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, please give me your special mercy. So there was one brahmachari who was sitting there. So he said, Prabhupada told this person, if I give you my special mercy, you will become like him. You want? He said, no, Swamiji, I am happy. Thank you, you know. So people want to become fortunate, but they don't know how to become fortunate. What is the actual definition of fortune? So Krishna is saying, Mam Anaradhya, a person who does not get a chance to worship me, he is the most unfortunate person. And a person who gets the opportunity to worship me, he is the most fortunate person in this whole creation. Even demigods, they are hankering to practice bhakti. Because there is a festival of the senses which is going on in the Swargaloka. Atishaya Indriya Utsavat. There is so much of sense gratification which is going on that they are not able to focus on the bhakti of the Lord. You know. But by the mercy of Supreme Lord and by the mercy of devotees, we have got a rare chance to worship Krishna by coming to this international society of Krishna consciousness. Akrura praise, mayavam mamadhamasyapi syat evachyuta darshana riyamanak kala nadya kvachittarati kashchana. He says, it is just by the rare fortune that a fallen person like me will get a chance to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead today. So it is our rare fortune that we have got a chance to worship Krishna every day, you know. We have served our senses for millions of lifetimes. But somehow now somebody came, some devotee came in our life and he brought us closer to the path of serving Krishna. And this is how the mercy of Krishna manifests in the life of us, ours, through the devotees, you know. And Prabhupada, he has given us opportunity by establishing deities, by establishing temples, so that we can directly worship the Lord. Prabhupada went to one of the temples. So the devotees, they had very less space in the temple. And they wanted to put Gaur Nithai also and Jagannath Baldev Subhadra also. So what to do? So they made a revolving altar, you know. So on one side it was Gaur Nithai, other side was Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. So when Prabhupada came to this temple, he offered obeisances, it was Gaur Nithai. When he got up, it was Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, you know. So he got bewildered. So then devotees explained, Prabhupada, we have made a revolving altar, you know. You know, space management. So Prabhupada said, these are deities, not rolling stones. You know, we should take care of the deities properly. Only by the mercy of the devotees of the Lord, one can be attached to service of the Lord. Krishna pad padma gandha je jana pai, brahma loka adi sukha tare nahi bhai. You know, Nityanand Prabhu is telling about Raghunath Das Goswami. He was so detached. He had a wife like an apsara. He had wealth like Indra. But because he had got mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu, he was detached. And he wanted to leave everything and go to the Jagannath Puri and serve the Supreme Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know. So, for most of us, the most difficult journey in our life to make a shift from our sense enjoyment to Krishna's sense enjoyment. You know. That is the difference between lust and love, you know. And because earlier our desires were, before coming to Krishna consciousness, the desires were dhanam janam sundarim. After coming, na got added, you know. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, you know. And, you know, that's how we got transformed. Our desires got transformed, you know. Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Charane Chintiya Patha Chhadi Upapathe Yayena Dhaiya Raghunath Das Goswami was running through the jungle to reach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was constantly thinking about the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. So this is how we have to be eager to serve the Supreme Lord. That is the first qualification, first symptom of fortune, Mam Anaradhya. Then Kutumba Sakta Manasa, a person who is attached to the family, who thinks my only goal of life is to take care of my family, my body, relatives, and does not focus on worshipping Supreme Lord, does not focus on making his life successful, that person is unfortunate. But after coming to Krishna consciousness, we have realized that the goal of life is not just to do sense gratification, maintain the wife, family, children, occupation, but to develop self-realization also. Prabhupada was there in a morning walk with some of the devotees, and they stopped under a tree. So there were some bird droppings, you know. And Prabhupada pointed to those bird droppings and asked his disciples, "So, what do you say about these bird droppings? You know, what do you think about this?" So everybody was thinking, "What is Prabhupada thinking? Seeing these bird droppings? Maybe he is, you know, reading these bird droppings formations, and he may give some esoteric idea." So everybody was confused. Then Prabhupada said that the fact that there are so many bird droppings under one tree, that means the birds have spent more than one night on the same tree. Even birds are also attached to the tree, you know. So therefore we should understand that attachment is a very innate fact of a living being in this world. So we have to detach ourselves slowly and focus on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, Bhagavatam describes about Jad Bharat, Bharat Maharaj. So this Bharat Maharaj, although he was a very powerful king, he gave up everything and he went to the forest to perfect his life. Bhagavatam describes he gave up everything just like a person passes stool and walks away, does not even look at it. Chakravarti Path gives a very graphic description of why only Shukdev Goswami gives this example, you know. So it may be little very disgusting, but this is what Shukdev Goswami wants to say through this example. He says, when you have a nature's call and you hold it, then it becomes troublesome for you, you know. So sense gratification, if you try to enjoy sense gratification, you will be entangled, you will be troubled. And when you pass the nature's call, so then you are relieved, you know. Similarly, when you give up sense gratification, you become relieved of all the burden. And when you look at the, you know, whatever you have done, you know, then you become disgusted. So this is how material world is. And when we develop self-realization, then also we become disgusted, you know. Third thing which makes one fortunate is satsanga. The person who has the association of the devotees of the Lord, that person is fortunate. Shaile shaile charmanikyam mortikam na gaje gaje chandanam na vane vane sadhu nahi sarvatra. So you will not find diamonds in every stone. You will not find chandan in every tree. Every tree is not chandan tree. And similarly, you will not find devotees everywhere. So devotees are very rare. And in association, in this Krishna consciousness movement, we get association of devotees in abundance, you know. And the last is Vriddha Seva Parichyuta. So a chance to serve the senior devotees, the Vaishnavas of the Lord, that is the symptom of fortune. Yat sevaya bhagavatah kutasthasya madhudvisha rati raso bhavetivra padayor vyasanardhanah. So chance to serve the devotees of the Lord is a very rare treasure, you know. And Prataparudra Maharaj, because he served Ramananda Rai, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pleased seeing the service of, you know, Prataparudra Maharaj, you know. So when the incident comes that King Prataparudra, he is assisting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after Jagannath Rath Yatra, and he is in the garden, Jagannath Vallabh garden, massaging the feet of the Lord. Then, and he is singing the Gopi Geet. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very happy. And he says, he gives so much mercy to Pratap Rudra Maharaj. So Kaviraj Goswami says, Purva seva dekhi tare kripa upajila, anusandhan vina kripa prasad korila. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw how Pratap Rudra Maharaj has served the devotees, served Ramananda Rai in the past. So therefore he showed mercy to King Pratap Rudra Maharaj, you know. So that is how we have become most fortunate, you know. And in this Kartik month, we have become all the most fortunate, all the more fortunate. We have got a chance to perform bhakti with all our intensity and become more and more sincere. And we sing every day this Damodar Ashtakam. So we'll be discussing from a commentary of Sanatan Goswami on this Damodar Ashtakam, which is called Digdarshani Tika, in which he very nicely explains the intricacies of this Damodar Ashtakam. You know. So the first verse is, we can recite this verse. Namamishwaram Sachidanandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yashoda Biolukaladavamanam Paramrishtamatyantato Drutya Gopya. So the first verse is, the Satyavrat Muni, who is the author, he has used choicest poetry to describe the glories of Lord Damodar. You know. So he says, Namami Ishwaram. So in the beginning only he is establishing the position of the person who is being described. So he will be describing so many pastimes of this small child Damodar. So in the beginning only he is saying, this child, you should not think that this is an ordinary child. This person is Ishwara. This child is Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know. And just to clarify the situation, nobody should think, oh, this is a small naughty child like any other children of this world. No. He is the Ishwara. He is the Supreme Personality, you know. So in this Damodar Ashtakam, he describes many super excellent qualities of the Lord. He'll describe the Tattva Vishesh of the Lord, Leela Vishesh of the Lord, Parivara Vishesh, Sneha Vishesh, Guna Vishesh, Rupa Vishesh, Prema Vishesh and Madhurya Vishesh. So all these qualities he'll describe. So before describing all this, he starts the description by offering respects. Namami. I offer my respects to the Supreme Lord Damodar, you know. So this verse describes the Tattva of the Lord. Who is the person? He is the Supreme Personality. He is the Ishwara. Ishwara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha. You know. So, you know, Kaviraj Goswami says also, Krishnera Yateka Khela Sarvottama Nara Lila Nara Vapu Tahara Swarup Gopavesha Venukara Navakishora Natavara Nara Lila Hoy Anurup. So he says, of all the incarnations of Krishna, the incarnation of Krishna as Bal Gopal, as a human, that is the best of all the incarnations. Because in this incarnation we can relate to the Lord. And it becomes all the more relevant and relishable when Krishna comes as a small child, you know. And by the mercy of Prabhupada, we know this from the day one of our Krishna consciousness, you know. Prabhupada was initiating. During the first initiations, so one boy came to Prabhupada. It was initiation going on. So that time it was not a complex IDC procedure, everything. So the person, boys came and said, Prabhupada, I want to get initiated. So Prabhupada asked him two questions. He said, if you answer these two questions, I'll initiate you. So he said, first question is, who is Krishna? So he said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know. That was the first question. And then he said, second question was, and who are you? I am servant of Krishna. Prabhupada said, okay, you can get initiated. You know, that was the IDC, you know. ISKCON disciple course, beginning. You know, just by coming to Krishna consciousness, we know for sure, you know, who is the Supreme Personality. Otherwise, before coming here, you know, every day people would go to different temples, you know. Where do people go on Monday to worship? Which temple? Shivji, you know, Tuesday, Ganapati, you know, Wednesday kahan jate hain, you know, Vishnu, you know, somebody was saying, and Thursday, Sai Baba, Friday, Santoshima, you know, and then Saturday, Hanumanji and Shani Darshan, you know, and Sunday Doordarshan, you know. Chutti, you know. Bhagwan ko bhi chutti, you know. So Bhagavatam describes so many pastimes of the Lord, and this Damodar Ashtakam will describe so many sweet pastimes of the Lord. So in the beginning only, Satyavrata Muni is clarifying, so this person, you may be seeing this person performing so many naughty pastimes, you should not get bewildered. You should not mistake him to be an ordinary person. This person is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know. So he says there are three aspects. He says, Supreme Lord is Sarva Shakti Manta. Second is, He is Jagatek Natha. And He is Nij Prabho. So Sarva Shakti Manta means, He is the Supreme Ishwar who is full of all the opulences. He is all powerful. Jagatek Natha, He is the only one worthy to be glorified. And He is Nij Prabho. He is my Lord. This signifies the mood of devotion, you know. So He is my Lord. So once Prabhupada was meeting all the Vedic scholars who had come, and they were discussing, so at one point of my time Prabhupada asked, so according to you, who is God? So everybody was saying, oh Swamiji, it is very difficult to understand who is God. For that we have to study all the Vedas, and then after contemplating for a long time, we can come to the conclusion who is God. So there was a small Gurukul child who was playing nearby. So Prabhupada called him. And there was a jar of rasgullas, which were gulab jamun, which were kept. So Prabhupada kept his hand on the bottle. So he knew, you know. He understood the point. So the small child, agar answer denge to milega, you know. So then Prabhupada said, so, who is God? So then he knew the answer. So he said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know. Krishna hi Bhagwan hai. So then Prabhupada gave him a gulab jamun. He became very happy and then he went. Prabhupada said, just see. In Hindi he was saying, Hamare movement mein bachcha bhi janta hai Bhagwan kaun hai, you know. So that is the mercy of Prabhupada, that we know without a doubt who is God, you know. That is Namami Ishwaram, you know. Then Sachid Anand Rupam. And then this verse, this phrase describes the Roop of the Lord. Who is that Lord? He is Sachit Anand Rupa. He is full of eternity, bliss and knowledge. And He has a form. He is not formless. One time Harishwari Prabhu was telling that Prabhupada was giving a talk in Bombay. And one lady came. She had a guru who was a Mayavadi. So she was talking with Prabhupada, and then she, in between her talk, she said, and Swamiji, according to my guru, no, he has analyzed Krishna. Who is Krishna? So she said, no, Krishna means dark. And dark means unknown. So absolute is unknowable, unmanifested, supreme. That is the conclusion of that Mayavadi guru. So basically he was saying that Supreme Lord is unmanifested and unknown. So Prabhupada said, if God is unknowable, that means your guru does not know God. So if your guru does not know God, what is the right he has to tell about Krishna? You know, only devotees, they know. Bhaktyama vijanati. Only devotees know that who is Krishna. Therefore, they have the right to tell about Krishna. You know. One time another impersonalist came to meet Prabhupada, and after the talk, he left his few thin books about Mayavad and he went. Then after that, Prabhupada called all his disciples. He torn one paper and distributed to each and every disciple, and he gave some chuda to eat on it, you know. You eat. That is how Prabhupada treated all these Mayavadi literatures, you know. So that Supreme Lord is Sachid Anand Rupam, you know. And then third is Lasat Kundalam. So this also describes the Rupa Vishesh of the Lord. The splendorous face of the Lord which is shining and which is reflecting the shine of the earrings which the Lord is wearing. So specially the Lord is wearing so many ornaments. But the kundal is specially glorified because kundal is directly kissing the cheeks of the Lord, you know. So that is how kundal is more fortunate. And the beauty of the Lord is such that it attracts everyone, you know. The gopis, they say, Kastriyangate kalpadayata venu gita सम्मोहितारे चरिताम न चले त्रिलोक्याम त्रैलोक्य सौभगमिदं च निरीक्ष्य रूपं नार्यो नराश्च मुदिता कुपिता निमेश्च. So the gopis are saying, who is that woman in the whole world who will not deviate from the path of chastity just by hearing your flute, just by seeing the lotus face of yours? Even the immovable objects, they change their forms. Even animals, they become stunned just by hearing the flute of yours, just by seeing your beautiful face. Everybody becomes bewildered, you know. That is the beauty of the Lord. It attracts everyone. And in third canto it is described that the Supreme Lord's beauty is such that when we wear the ornaments, the people of this world, they wear ornament, the person becomes beautiful. But when Krishna wears some ornaments, the ornament becomes beautified. Parampadam bhushana bhushanangam. So that is the beauty of the Lord. That even the ornaments which he wears becomes beautified by being on the body of the Lord, you know. Bhagavatam describes, Yasyananam makarakundala charu karna bhrajat kapola subhaga savilas hasam nityotsavam na tatripur drishibipi bantyo naryo narashyamudita kupita nimesha. So Bhagavatam describes the beautiful form of the Lord with the beautiful shark-shaped earrings. They are the festival for the eyes. In this world, everybody wants to see something beautiful, you know. But nobody becomes satisfied seeing the beauty of this world. Only thing which can satisfy the Supreme Lord is the beauty, satisfy the living entity is the beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know. That's how this Lasat Kundalam is described, you know. And the beauty of the Lord pleases the mind. One time Srila Prabhupada was talking with Sudama Prabhu, one of his Prabhupada disciples. And Prabhupada was taking rest after some time. So then in the evening time, Sudama Prabhu, he went inside Prabhupada's room and he saw Prabhupada is chanting and he is crying in ecstasy. So that time these devotees, they were very new. So he got bewildered seeing Prabhupada crying. So he came out and there was another devotee, Govinda Mataji, she was there. So he asked this Govinda Mataji, is Prabhupada okay? Why is he crying? So this Mataji said, no, actually he is having his intimate time with Krishna. So don't worry. So then after some time, Sudama Prabhu again went inside the Prabhupada's room. And then Prabhupada was in the same state. So he thought, maybe I should leave. So as he was leaving, Prabhupada called him. He said, Sudama, don't leave. I am crying because of the mercy of my spiritual master. Because of the mercy of the spiritual master, I am allowed to see Krishna. I can see Krishna there in the grass now, you know. So Prabhupada was actually seeing Krishna at that time. He was in ecstasy. And that's why he was saying that's why I am crying. And then when he heard this, Sudama Prabhu started crying. So Prabhupada said, why are you crying, you know? So I am crying because I am getting darshan of the Lord. Why are you crying? So Sudama Prabhu said, you know, I am crying because you are so powerful and so merciful and I have been so fortunate to meet a soul like you, you know. So by the mercy of Prabhupada, we have also got a chance to take darshan of the deities of the Lord, you know, every day, which are non-different from the Lord. Pratima nahi tumi sakshat Brajendra Nandan. And we can appreciate the beauty of the Lord. Lasat Kundalam. And the next is Gokule Brajmanam. Gokule Brajmanam means, this describes the dham and parivar of the Lord. Gokul is a place where this pastime is happening. So Gokul includes the gopas also, gopis also, and brajvasis also, you know. Chakravarti Thakur has written a whole ashtakam on the Vrindavan. There he describes and glorifies Vrindavan in choicest words. You know. He says, I do not want any mystic powers. I do not want to go to Vaikuntha. I do not want moksha. I only want to reside in Vrindavan. Nayoga siddhirna mamastu moksho Vaikuntha loke pina parshadatvam. I don't want anything. What do I want? Prema pina syaditi chetaram tu. Mamastu Vrindavan eva vasa. I only want to reside in Vrindavan, you know. And that is how Vrindavan is the most fortunate of all the places. That's why Gokule Brajamanam. And the Brajvasis are also more fortunate because they are reciting in Vrindavan. Yayetasmin Mahabhaga Priti Kurvanti Manavah Naryo Abhibhavantietan Vishnu Pakshani Vasura. So Shukdeva Goswami is saying, these Brajvasis, they are most fortunate, Mahabhagan. Why? Because Priti Kurvanti, they are in intense love with Krishna, which is not possible by any person of this world. Brajvasis, they think only about Krishna's welfare. You know, Brajvasi lokera sahaj priti krishnera prati, krishnera sahaj priti brajvasi prati. You know, so Brajvasis only think about Krishna, and Krishna only think about Brajvasi's welfare. You know, so this is the Gokule Brajamanam. And then the next two lines describe the Leela Vishesha of the Lord. Yashoda bhiyo lukha laddha vamanam paramrishtam atyantato drutya gopya. So in Krishna Leela, Krishna would always steal butter. And all the gopis, elderly gopis, they would go and they would tell all the pastimes, whatever Krishna had done, in the form of complaint to Mother Yashoda. So why they would do this every day? Because they were thinking that, you know, we get to see the actual pastime of Krishna stealing the butter. But Yashodama is not so fortunate, you know. So let us make Yashodama also fortunate, and we should tell her. Because when we hear about Krishna from the devotees, it becomes more relishable, you know. That's why all the gopis, they would go every day and tell all the pastimes of Krishna, you know. Nigama kalpa taror galitam phalam shukmuka, just like Bhagavatam, it is already a nectar. When it was spoken by Shukdev Goswami, it became all the more nectarine. Similarly, gopis, they would go to Mother Yashoda and they would tell the pastimes of Krishna. And that's how this is Yashoda bhiyolukha laddhavamanam. We have to hear about the pastimes of Krishna from the devotees. But many times our position is sometimes opposite, you know. So one time Radha Govind Maharaj was giving a class somewhere in the village. And the village, there is a pratha that when their class is going on, we should not leave in between. Apshakun hota hai, you know. It is not good. So the class was going for 1 hour, 1.5 hour, 2 hours, you know. So then after 2 hours, Maharaj asked, so kisi ko kuch prashna hai? Hindi mein chal raha tha class. So one person raised his hand. So Maharaj said, haan, kya prashna hai aapka bataiye? To vyakti puchta hai, Maharaj, ek hi prashna hai, ye katha khatam kab hogi? You know. So this is how, you know, many times we are bewildered. Kab khatam hogi? We'll also end, don't worry, you know. We to shuru hua hai, you know. So this is how in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, the 9th chapter, 8th chapter describes that how Yashoda Mai, she saw whole Brahmand in the mouth of Krishna. And then after Yashoda Mai saw this whole universe, she gets bewildered. And then Krishna closes his mouth because Yashoda Mai goes into the mood of awe and reverence and starts offering prayers to Krishna. So then, again, when Krishna closes his mouth, then Yashoda again forgets everything. And she, you know, lifts Krishna and starts giving all the love and care to Krishna. So Parikshit Maharaj, when he hears this, he becomes so astonished seeing the love of Mother Yashoda. So in the 9th chapter, first verse, which is the Damodar Leela chapter, Parikshit Maharaj is asking question. Nandah kim akarod brahman shreya eva mahodayam yashoda cha mahabhaga papo yasya stanam harer. Are what this Nanda Maharaj has done? What Yashoda has done so that they are getting chance to love Krishna? Yashoda Mai is getting chance to feed Krishna the breast milk. In response to this question, Shukdev Goswami speaks this whole Damodar Leela, you know. So one time Yashoda Mai was churning the butter herself on the day of Deepavali, because she thought, I will give the Krishna the best of the butter which is available on this planet, you know. And then she took lots of effort. Yani yani hi gitani tadbal charitani cha dadhi nirmamanth kale smaranti tani agayata. And as she was churning the yogurt, she was chanting the pastimes of Krishna. So whenever there are the pastimes of Krishna which are sung, Krishna comes there. So Krishna, who was sleeping, he got attracted by the kirtan of Mother Yashoda, and he got up and he came to the place where Krishna, Mother Yashoda, was churning butter, you know. And Krishna was sleeping, and when he heard, he got up. Our case is many times opposite, you know. When we chant, we go to sleep, you know. One time there was one devotee, he was staying in base. He had a good morning program. After a whole morning program, attending Mangalarti, chanting, so he went for his college, and by mistake he sat on the first bench, you know. And then in between the class, he fell asleep. So then the professor came and he woke him up, you know. So as he was woken up, he started, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, you know. Because when you are woken up from sleep, that means you have to chant. So that was the position, you know. One devotee was describing in the class that when we sit and chant, Krishna stands and hears. When we stand and chant, Krishna starts dancing. And when we dance and chant, Krishna goes into ecstasy, you know. So after the class, one devotee, he was lying down and chanting, you know. So somebody said, Hari, itna lecture abhi suna hai, you know. And you are sleeping and chanting. He said, no, Prabhuji, you only said, na, ki when we sit, so Krishna stands. So I don't want to give pain to Krishna. At least if I sleep, Krishna will sit down, you know. So we got to know about chanting by the mercy of Prabhupada, you know. One time Bhavanand Prabhu, you are sharing, and Prabhupada was there. And Prabhupada was talking with Bhavanand Prabhu. He said, you know, actually there is no difference between Goswamis and me. Goswamis, they were also staying in every tree, different tree every day. I am also staying in a different temple every day, you know. They also wrote, I am also writing. You know, actually there is no difference. And then he said, actually, you know, originally I did not want to come here. But Krishna said, you just go, write some books and come back. I will take care of everything, you don't worry, you know. So then Bhavanand Prabhu was saying that he was not talking about, you know, coming to this temple. He was talking about coming to this material world. So this was one of the rare occasions when Prabhupada actually told that Krishna told him, you go to this material world, write some books and come back. And that's why Prabhupada, he has spent sleepless nights writing books in the middle of the night when everybody is fast asleep. He is writing books. You know, that's why Prabhupada would say, if devotees, they distribute my books, they stay happy. If my devotees read my books, they stay. You know. So if we want to stay in Krishna consciousness, we have to understand the philosophy. We have to read Srila Prabhupada books. You know. So when Krishna came near Mother Yashoda, and he indicated that I want to drink the milk from your body. So Mother Yashoda, she took Krishna on her lap and starts feeding milk. Then the milk which was kept on the stove started boiling. So then Mother Yashoda was in dilemma. So then ultimately she kept Krishna down, and then she went to take care of the milk. So Krishna, he became very angry. He said, Are, I left the ocean of milk to come here. And Mother Yashoda is going to take care of one patila of milk. You know, just imagine. So he became very angry and he started creating havoc, distributing butter to monkeys. So this is all pastime going on. Yashoda bhiyo lukha laddhavamanam. And then as he is running, so Mother Yashoda, she is trying to catch Krishna. Yashoda bhiyo lukha. And she wants to catch Krishna, and she wants to bind Krishna to a wooden grinding mortar, you know. So this is how Kaviraj Goswami also describes the mood of Mother Yashoda. And this is the mood which attracts Krishna. He says, Mora putra, mora sakha, mora pranapati, yai bhave yai more kare shuddha bhakti. So Krishna says, when my devotee considers me to be his son, or his friend, or my pranapati, That is the thing which I like. अपना के बड़ा माने हमारे समहीन सही भावे है अमी तहार अधीन. So the gopas and the gopis, they do not think Krishna to be Supreme Lord. They think, oh, he is just one of us. And they love him so much. More mata more putra bhave kore na bandhan, atihin gyane kore lalan palan. So Mother Yashoda, she thinks, oh, this is my small child. I have to take care of him. Who will correct him if I will not correct? I will not do it. He is a small child. It is my duty to correct my child. You know, if he is stealing butter now, when he is so small, when he grows younger, what he will do? You know, he will steal so many other things. So this is the duty of Mother Yashoda. She is thinking. So Krishna likes this mood in the devotees. You know, so there are various levels of bhakti which people are doing. The bhakti at the level of fear. You know. If I will not serve Krishna, I will go to hell. There is a level of duty. Before that, there is a level of reward. You know, most of the people, they are in this category, outside world. They go to Krishna because they want something. You know, dhanam dehi, janam dehi, bharya dehi, rupam dehi, job dehi. You know, all things they want, and that's why they go to God. Higher that is love. You know. Highest, that is the highest, to love the Supreme Lord. So Krishna is saying, I don't like bhaya bhakti. I want prem bhakti. So that is the opportunity which Krishna and Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have come to give us. To practice prem bhakti in this month of Kartik. That is the thing which pleases Krishna the most. You know. And then he says, paramrishtam atyantato drutya gopya. You know. So it means that Mother Yashoda, she was running behind Krishna because she was cautious of protection of Krishna. She wanted to protect Krishna. And that is our family line, to protect Krishna. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesh Tanaya Taddham Brindavanam. So it is every devotee, this is a duty of every devotee to protect Krishna in the mood, protect the deities, you know. One time Prabhupada, in the beginning days, established deities in the temple when the devotees were very new. And then he went to the deities and prayed, oh Krishna, oh Supreme Lord, the devotees, they are very new, you take care of yourself, you know. And he told the devotees, you take care of the deities and you offer bhoga. And then he went. So then Prabhupada came back after 6 months. So then he asked, so are you doing everything? So the devotee said, yes, yes, Prabhupada, everything is going on nicely, but we have one problem. We could not find what is bhoga, you know. So Prabhupada said, what do you mean? You are not offering anything to Krishna? He said, no, Prabhupada, we are offering all the items, but we did not know what is this bhoga, you know. So that was the level of their, you know, knowledge that. Then Prabhupada said, actually bhoga means whatever you offer is called bhoga only, you know. So one pujari, he was told to take care of the deities. And, you know, then there was Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, Prabhupada then installed. And then he left. So after a few months, he wrote to Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, everything is going on very nicely, but may I know whom am I worshipping, you know. So, you know, that's how the devotees were. But Prabhupada, he gave us this deity worship so that we can develop our connection with Krishna. We can also develop the mood of loving relation, loving devotional service. And Sanatana Goswami writes that, you know, in this verse, paramrishtam atyantato drutya gopya. The Yashoda Mai, she is trying to catch Krishna, and actually she catches Krishna. The yogis who are running at the speed of their mind, they cannot even see the tip of the toenail of Supreme Lord. And Yashoda Mai, by her devotion, she has managed to catch Krishna. Because Krishna is conquered only by the love of his devotees. Saratya parshad sevana sakhya dautya veera sananugamana stavana pranaman snigdeshu pandushu jagat pranatim cha vishno bhaktim karoti nirpatis charanara vinde. So Narad Muni is describing to Pandavas that, Pandavas, you are most fortunate because Krishna is your dear associate. He becomes your chariot driver. He becomes your messenger. He becomes your servant. Sevan Asakhya Dautya. He is there to protect you always because you are the dear devotees of Supreme Lord. So Krishna is ready to give himself when devotees they surrender to him, you know. So this is the first verse, you know, which describes the tattva vishesh of the Lord and rupa vishesh and lila vishesh. We'll go to the second verse. We can recite together. Rudantam mohuranetram yugmam rijantam karam bhoja yugamena satanka netram mohushvasa kampatri rekhanka kantha stita graivam damodaram bhakti baddham. So now Satyavrata Muni is describing, continuing the description of Leela Vishesh of the Lord. He says, Rudantam Hur Netram, seeing the whipping stick in the mother's hand, now Bal Gopal Damodar starts crying, Karam Bhoja Yugmena, and he is rubbing his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. So generally the situation would be in Vrindavan, whenever Krishna would cry, Yashoda Mai would come to wipe the tears of Krishna. So today he saw that this is not happening, you know. Yashoda Mai is not wiping my tears. So what to do is he himself had to do. So therefore he is himself rubbing his eyes. And he is rubbing his eyes again and again to invoke the feelings of compassion. You know, chhod do yaar, galti hoti hai bachche se, you know. So that's why he is doing like this. Karam bhoja yugmena. So the lotus hands of the Lord, they are wiping the tears. Kaviraj Goswami describes that in the body of Krishna, there are eight parts which are compared to the lotus. Netranabhi vadan kariyug charan, ei ashta padma Krishna ange, karpura lipta kamala taravai che parimal, sei gandha ashta padma ange. So he says, there are eight parts which are compared to the lotus. Netra, two eyes, nabhi, the navel, kara, the two hands, and two lotus feet. These are the eight lotuses in the body of Krishna. And there is a beautiful fragrance which comes from the body of Krishna. What is that fragrance? Karpur lipt kamal. The fragrance of the lotus flower when it is mixed with camphor. That is the fragrance which comes from all the body parts of Krishna. So that lotus hands, they are wiping the tears. Karam bhoja yugmena satanka netram. So satanka netra means seeing the weeping stick in his mother's hand, he is full of fear, you know. Yad bibheti swayam bhayam. The Supreme Lord from whom fear personified fears, he is becoming fearful. So Gaurangpur was telling once that, you know, there is a difference between bhaya and atank. Bhaya means there is some hope. Atank means there is no hope, you know. So for example, when there is exam, student is preparing for exam. So there is some hope. Bhaya. When the question paper comes, atank, you know. Nothing is possible now, you know. So Bhagavatam and all the scriptures describe that out of fear of Krishna, mad bhayad vati vatoyam, suryas tapati mad bhayat, varashat indro dhatyagnir, mrityushcharati mad bhayat. Out of fear of Krishna, the sun is rising, the moon is rising, Surya, Chandra, Indra, they are all performing their duties out of fear of Krishna. And that Krishna is becoming fearful seeing what? Not some astra, just a small whipping stick. You know, Kunti Maharani is also, she is also bewildered. She is saying, Gopya dade tvai krita gasidama tava. So this is the Damodar Leela which Kunti Maharani is remembering in her prayers. Gopya dade tvai krita gasidama tavat. Yate dashashru kalilanjana sambhramaksham vaktram niniya bhava bhavanaya guhaya sa mam vimohayati bhir apiyad vibheti. So he says, Gopi adade. Gopi means the Yashoda Mai. She bound you with the ropes. And you were crying tears. The mascara of your eyes, they were just, you know, coming down on your cheeks. And you are becoming so fearful. This form of yours bewilders me, you know. So that is how this Satyavrata Muni is calling Satanka Netram. Then Muhu Shvasa. And then as Damodar is crying, he is, you know, taking the you know, breathing from his mouth. When the small children, they cry, and when they cry so loud, they cannot, you know, take a breath from their nose. So they open their mouth and cry, you know. So muhu shwasa kampa, and the whole body of Damodar is trembling. From the body pores of Lord Vishnu, the whole universe come. Yaseka nishyotit kalam athavalambya. And that body of Supreme Lord, from whom universes come, that body is trembling, seeing what? Just the small stick in Yashoda's hand. And then Trirekhank Kantha. So the neck of the Lord is marked with three lines like a conch shell. You know. And then Trirekhank Kantha. Sitagraiva Damodaram Bhakti Baddham. So Sitagraiva Damodar. So then after Mother Yashoda catches Krishna, then she is trying to bind Krishna with the ropes. And Acharya says she first takes out her hair ribbon, you know, because she does not want to hurt Krishna. So the softest thing is, you know, she was having a ribbon in her hair, so she takes out that and she is trying to bind. But Krishna is not getting bound. Then he asks for more and more ropes. So there was a festival of ropes which was happening, you know. So Yashoda Mai started binding Krishna in the afternoon. And till evening, Krishna was not getting bound. So the main thing of this Leela is Bhakti Baddham. Sitagraiva Damodaram Bhakti Baddham. Krishna got bound by the love of his devotees, you know. So there are two things. First is Krishna got bound by the love of Mother Yashoda, and Krishna got bound by the love of Narad Muni. Because Narad Muni had told that, and he had given curse to Nal Kuvar and Mani Grieve, that you become trees, in future Krishna will come and deliver you. You know, that will come in the 7th verse. So now Krishna, Mother Yashoda is trying to bind Krishna. And Yashoda is thinking, this is my son, this is my responsibility to correct him. So this is how we have to learn from Mother Yashoda what she is doing. You know, many times we think, we are also practicing Krishna consciousness, why I am not getting desired result? Why still I have not become pure devotee? You know, one student was asking, Prabhuji, kab pure devotee kitna ek mahine mein ho jayega? You know, do mahina? You know, lust kitna? Ek din? 10 din? 15 din? You know. One time Subhag Maharaj came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, when will this lust go away? So he said, actually, will this lust go away, Prabhupada, in this life? Prabhupada said, no, you know, not possible. So he became discouraged after few. So he thought, maybe Prabhupada didn't hear my question properly. So he again asked, so Prabhupada, is this possible that by practice of bhakti, lust will go away? He said, no, not possible. He became very sad. Then after 6 months, again he thought, maybe Prabhupada was not in good mood that time. So again he asked, Prabhupada, is this possible that we may become free from lust? So Prabhupada paused. He said, Govind Ichha. If Krishna desires, we can also become free. So when we don't get desired result by our practice of Krishna consciousness, you know, we think something is happening or not. Is Krishna listening my prayers? You know, and we may get bewildered. After years of chanting, still we sleep in class, still we sleep in japa, still my anarthas are as it is, like Bhagavad Gita as it is, you know. So nothing is going down. What is happening? What to do? We have to learn from Mother Yashoda what Mother Yashoda is doing. So this Damodar Leela is happening in November, October, November, Vrindavan. Vrindavan, October, November is peak of winter. So Bhagavatam describes the condition of Mother Yashoda. Swamatu swinna gatraya visrishta kavarasraja drishtva parishramam krishnam kripaya asit swabandhane. So swamatu swinna gatraya, Mother Yashoda, she is endeavoring so much that her whole body is sweating, you know, in winter in Vrindavan. So just see how much endeavor Mother Yashoda is doing. Swinna gatraya visrishta kavarasraja, flowers which were on the hair of Mother Yashoda were falling. Drishtva parishramam. When Krishna saw that, oh, my mother is taking so much of endeavors, then Kripaya Sit Swabandhane. Then Krishna showed mercy. So if we don't endeavor in Krishna consciousness, we should not expect that Krishna will show mercy. You know, one devotee came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, please give me your mercy so that I can follow your instructions. We say sometimes, Prabhupada said, my mercy is I have given you instructions. Now it is up to you to follow it. No. You should not expect that if somebody is fallen in the well and somebody throws a rope, so you should not pray that let my fingers curl around the rope. You have to take the endeavor. Then only you can come up. You know. So bhakti is not some sentimental affair. You have to struggle a lot. You know. One time devotees were in Vrindavan. So one of the devotees, he started going to some Babaji in Vrindavan. And he said, you know, I will reveal you your Swarupa in Vrindavan. So he said, you are peacock in Vrindavan. So every day in the morning, as everybody is chanting their rounds, you know, they would hear somebody, you know, speaking like peacock, you know, and jumping like peacock. So this is not bhakti. Bhakti is not sentimental affair. It is a substance of actual activity, you know. So we have to work to please Krishna. Gurudas Prabhu, he was bringing Prabhupada from Delhi airport to Vrindavan for the first time. So he thought maybe Prabhupada is coming to Vrindavan. So he will say something about Vrindavan. He must be seeing Radha Krishna Leela because he is a pure devotee. So throughout the travel, Prabhupada was quiet, chanting on his beads. So then when they entered Vrindavan, he thought maybe now Prabhupada will say something. So then after entering Vrindavan, Prabhupada pointed towards something. He said to all the devotees, can you see that? So everybody was seeing, what is there? Maybe Prabhupada is seeing some Radha Krishna Leela. So can you see that? All the devotees said, no Prabhupada, we cannot see anything. Prabhupada said, cement, you know. So cement? What is that? Prabhupada said, you know, now we'll be starting our Krishna Balram temple construction. We should acquire all the cement because it will be needed for the construction. So they came out of their ecstasy. You know. They said, this is actual bhakti. To work for Krishna, we should not expect that someday some miracle will happen. You know, and one morning I'll get up and I'll say, ah, Mangal Arati. Yes. The day we'll, you know, get up in the morning and feel ecstasy about chanting. That day, we can think, ah, now I'm coming closer. So Krishna is pleased by our endeavors, you know. At the age of 70, Prabhupada was endeavoring so much by his personal example. And that is how Mother Yashoda, she was also endeavoring. She was struggling to please, to bind Krishna, you know. So this is the second verse. So this is how, when Mother Yashoda was trying to bind, it was always falling. Two fingers too short. So the two fingers, acharyas, they tell, first is the endeavor of the devotee and second is the mercy of the Lord. So both goes hand in hand. We should not feel, I am qualified. It is only by the mercy of the Lord, but we should endeavor. One Mataji, she was getting initiated. So Prabhupada, he gave her name, Gunmayi Devi Dasi. So she thought, maybe Prabhupada must have seen something in me. That's why he has given this name, Gunmayi. So she thought, why to speculate? Better ask Prabhupada. So she asked Prabhupada, why have you given me this name, Gunmayi Devi Dasi? So Prabhupada thought for some time and said, you know, you are from Laguna Beach. You know, Laguna is, there is gun in that. You know? So they, based on that only I have given you this. So she came out of this, his, you know, confusion. So we have to have full faith in mercy of the Lord. And we should not think I am qualified for it. You know. So this is the second verse. So we'll recite the third verse. Iti Driksvalila Bhirananda Kunde Swaghosham Nimajantam Makhyapayantam Tadiyeshitagyeshu Bhaktairjitatvam Puna Prematastam Shatavriti Vande. So iti Driksvalila. So Krishna has manifested all his pastimes, wonderful pastimes, and what he has done? He has drowned the inhabitants of Gokula in the pools of ecstasy, Ananda Kunde. Susukham kartum avyayam, bhakti is susukham. The pastimes of Krishna, they are like nectar. कृष्ण लीला अमृत सार तार शत शत धार दश दिके वहे यहाँ हईते सही चैतन्य लीला होए सरोवर अक्षय मनोहंस चरा हत हाते। सो कृष्ण लीला इज लाइक द अमृत सार, इट इज रिवर ऑफ नेक्टर विच इज फ्लोइंग इन ऑल द 10 डायरेक्शंस दश दिके वहे, एंड चैतन्य लीला इज लाइक द रिजर्वायर ऑफ नेक्टर, सरोवर अक्षय, इम्पेरिशेबल रिजर्वायर। मनोहंस चरा, वी हैव टू एंगेज आवर माइंड इन द पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्णा एंड चैतन्य महाप्रभु, देन ओनली वी कैन एक्सपीरियंस द हैप्पीनेस, यू नो, अदरवाइज इट विल बी अदर वे अराउंड। व्हेन वी चैंट, यू नो, वन डिवोटी वाज टेलिंग, आई वाज टेलिंग वंस दैट यू नो देयर वाज वन डिवोटी इन वृंदावन इन कार्तिक, आफ्टर होल डे ऑफ हेक्टिक सेवास, यू नो, ही वाज लुकिंग, इट वाज इन हिज रूम एंड ही वाज लुकिंग एट हिज बीड बैग, यू नो, वेरी एंग्रीली। So he said, he asked, क्या हो गया? He said, प्रभु जी 10 बज गया और 10 माला बचा है। बोले क्या हो गया फिर? मैं सोच रहा हूं मेरे को भक्ति में कौन लेके आया, यू नो। सो व्हेन वी रीड कृष्णास पास्ट टाइम्स, व्हेन वी हियर कृष्णास पास्ट टाइम्स, देन वी विल गो इन टू एक्सटेसी, देन वी विल एक्सपीरियंस द प्लेजर ऑफ कृष्णास एसोसिएशन। कविराज गोस्वामी से यही लीला अमृत विने खाए यदि अन्न पाने तबे भक्तेर दुर्बल जीवन यारे एक बिंदु पाने उत्फुल्लित तनु मने हसे गाय कर एनर तने। सो इसे यही लीला द पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्णा एंड चैतन्य महाप्रभु, इफ अ डिवोटी इज नॉट रिलिशिंग एंड व्हाट इज ही डूइंग, खाए यदि अन्न पाने, पेट भर के प्रसाद खा रहे, यू नो व्हाट विल हैपन, तबे भक्तेर दुर्बल जीवन, devotees will become weak spiritually, physically they may become very strong, spiritually they may become weak if they are not tasting the nectar of Krishna's pastimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Yara ek bindu pane utphullita tanu mane, and if somebody tastes even a drop of this nectar, he will be ecstatic, hase gaye koroye nartane, you know, he will dance in ecstasy. Prabhupada writes an interesting purport to this. He says, all devotees connected with this Krishna consciousness movement must read all the books which have been translated, in bracket, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Brahma Samhita, etc. Otherwise, after some time, they will simply eat, sleep and fall down from their position and they will lose the opportunity to go back to Godhead. You know. So this is the responsibility of every devotee to hear Krishna Katha, relish the pastimes of Krishna, then we will also be ananda kunde nimajjantam, you know, we'll also drown in the ecstasy, you know, that is the iti driksvali labhir ananda. Then he says, swaghosham nimajjantam akhya payantam. So he's drowning the inhabitants in the pools of ecstasy. Swaghosham, ghosha means he is declaring to the whole world. So by his pastimes, Krishna is declaring the glories of bhakti and is declaring the glories of Brajavasis. How Brajavasis are glorious, and is declaring to whom? He is declaring to those people who are tadiyeshi tagyeshu. There are some people who are attached to the Krishna and they are absorbed in the knowledge of supreme majesty. They are absorbed in jnana and karma. They are absorbed in developing knowledge of the Supreme Lord. Krishna is saying that I can only be conquered by bhakti. Nothing else can conquer me. Bhaktair jitatvam. If you want to conquer me, you can conquer me only by bhakti and nothing else. You know. Darshayam stadvitam loka atmano bhritya vashyatam rajasyovah vaiharsham bhagavan balacheshtitam. So Krishna is saying, darshayams, he is showing all these pastimes to the people of this world because atmano bhritya vashyatam, and he is showing that how I come under the control of my devotees. Bhagavan bala cheshtitam, and that's why Bhagavan, he comes as a small child. You know, one can defeat Krishna by bhakti. Narad Muni is telling to Yudhishthir Maharaj, oh Rajan, why are you lamenting, Krishna? You know, Yudhishthira Maharaj, after hearing this pastime of Prahlad, he is thinking, for one person, one incarnation. Just see how great Prahlad is. Narad Muni tells, you are greater, because in your home Supreme Personality is residing and he is becoming your favorite friend, dear well-wisher. You are more fortunate because you are greater devotee of the Lord. He says, Lord never leaves the devotee. Sei bhakta dhanya jena chhade prabhur charan. Sei prabhu dhanya jena chhade nijajan. Durdaiva sevaka yadi yayanya sthane. Sei prabhu dhanya tare chule dhariyane. So Kaviraj Goswami says, Sei bhakta dhanya. That devotee is fortunate who never leaves the Lord. And Sei prabhu dhanya. That Lord is also great who never leaves his devotees. But by some misfortune, if the devotee goes away, and what does Lord do? Sei prabhu dhanya tare chule dhanihane. He catches the devotee by his hair and brings him back. You know, it cannot allow the devotees to get distracted. That is the mercy of the Lord. Bhaktair jitatvam. Punah prem tashtam shatabriti vande. So therefore, with great love, Satyavrata Muni is offering obeisances to Lord Damodar hundreds and hundreds of times, you know. So Krishna shows so many beautiful pastimes in Vrindavan. Sometimes, as a small child, the gopis, they say, Oh Krishna, if you dance for me, I will give you a sweetmeat. I will give you this rasgulla. And Krishna, as a small boy, becomes a doll, wooden puppet in the hands of gopis. Nanda Maharaj would say, Oh Krishna, bring my slippers. And Krishna would keep the slippers on his head and bring. Sometimes the gopis would say, and Mother Yashoda would say, Oh, bring that wooden stool. You know. So Krishna is a small child who can lift whole universes. So he is, you know, trying to just push the wooden stool. And before that, even restless, what they do like this, you know. So he says, No, bibharti kochita gyapta pita konmana padukam bahukshepam chakurute swanam chapritimavahan. So just to attract the love of devotees, Krishna is doing so many pastimes, you know. Billumangal Thakur also says, describes very sweetly in his Govinda Damodar Stotra. He says, Nijangane kankana keli lolam gopi grihitva navanita golam. Abalakam balakam majuhava Govinda Damodar Madhaveti. So Gopi, she has butter in her hand and she is crying, Oh Krishna, please come, I'll feed you butter. And Krishna is helplessly coming near this Gopi to take the butter. Govatsa palaya shushukaka pakshai badnantam ambhoja dalaya taksham uvachamata chibukam grihitva Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti. So one time, what Krishna was doing as a small child? So there was a small cowherd boy, some small gopa, he was there, and there was a calf. So what he was doing? He was tying the shikha of this gopa to the tail of this calf, you know. So such mischief, you know. And then as he was doing this, Mother Yashoda, she sees this. So she comes, and she very, you know, gently, she is, you know, catching hold of the chin of Krishna and saying, Govinda, Damodar, Damadha, what are you doing? You know. So all these pastimes Krishna does to attract the attention of the Brajavasis. So after describing so many, you know, vishes, so many qualities of Krishna, now in the fourth and fifth verse, Satyavrata Muni is experiencing and expressing his desire. Can recite the fourth verse. Varam deva moksham na mokshavadim va na chanyam vrineham vareshadapiha idam teva purnata gopala balam sadame manasya virastam kimanye. So he's saying, Oh my Lord, what do I want? I do not want moksha. O Varam Deva, O givers of benediction, I do not want moksha. I do not want mokshavadhi. Mokshavadhi means I do not want Vaikuntha also. And I do not want na chanyam vrineham. I do not want anything else which may be obtained by the 9 processes of bhakti. So he does not want moksha. He does not want liberation. He does not want Vaikuntha. He does not want anything which is attained by the 9 processes of bhakti. What does he want? He only wants to see the lotus face of Bal Gopal, you know. But somebody may say, okay, Satyavrat Muni may be on that platform, but I have all the desires still intact, you know. What should I do? Should I do bhakti or not? So Bhagavatam says, akama sarva kamova moksha kam udaradhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajet purusham param. Whether you have no desires, whether you have all the desires, come to Krishna. Krishna will fulfill all the desires. You know? One time Yogeshwar Prabhu, one of the Prabhupada disciples at Bhaktivedanta Manor, he was talking to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, for example, there are two people, both equally unqualified. One becomes a devotee, others does not becomes. You know? So what makes the difference? Both equally unqualified. Ye bhi na like, mai bhi na like, you know? Both are unqualified. So he becomes devotee and this person does not become devotees. So what is the difference? Prabhupada says, you know, immediately Prabhupada shot back. He says, don't try to find formula for causeless mercy. You know, it is up to the mercy giver. So for you, you have to endeavor. You know. So that is how Krishna shows so many pastimes. And even if somebody has some desires, we should ask it. The difference between asking something from a devata and asking something from Krishna, there is a huge difference. Even if you want dhanam janam sundari, rather than going to some devata, go to Krishna and ask this. Because when you go to Krishna and ask for the same things, what Krishna will do? Krishna will give those benedictions, but in the process of giving those benedictions, he will transform our desires. You know, just like Dhruva Maharaj. He wanted kingdom greater than the great grandfather Brahmaji. So he got it. But then he said, Sthana Bilashi Tapsi Sitam. I did tapasya for sthan, but what I have got is diamond. I don't want all this now, you know. Krishna kahe ama bhaje mage vishay sukh, amrit chhadi vish mage ehi bada murkh. So Krishna says, oh, this person is doing chanting. And what he is asking? Vishay sukh. But he is murkh. Ami vigyai murkh vishay kina diba, swacharna amrit diya vishay bhulaiba. He is fool, but I am intelligent. Why I will give him sense gratification? You know. I will give him my own mercy and I'll make him forget sense gratification. You know, so that is how the Krishna is so merciful that he is accommodating everyone. You know, so idam te vapurnath. What do I want? Idam te vapurnath gopal balam. So there is Ranganath, there is Badrinath, and there is Jagannath. So Satyavrat Muni is saying, what do I want? I want Gopalnath. I don't want Ranganath, Badrinath, Jagannath. I want Gopalnath. I want the darshan of Gopal Balam. And Sadame Manasya Virastam Kimanye. And I want to behold that form in the core of my heart always. You know. So, and what is the use of any other benediction? You know. Then he goes on to the next verse. You can recite. Idam te mukham bhojam atyanta nilair. Vritam kuntalai snigda raktaisha gopya moho shumbitam vinba rakta dharam me manasya virastamalam lakshalabhai. Then he says, again expresses his desire. What do I want? I want, O Lord, your lotus face which is encircled by the locks of black hair. Vritam kuntalai snigda. Snigda means they are glossy. So it is the face of the Lord which is surrounded by the curls of glossy hair, tinged with red, you know. So I want to have that darshan, you know. And that is the darshan which I want to adore and keep in my heart. So by the mercy of Prabhupada, so many Prabhupada disciples, they have made so many wonderful paintings by which we can actually see what is Vrindavan, the BBT art. These are the windows to the spiritual world by which we can see the beauty of Krishna, beauty of the spiritual world. You know. So Satyavrat Muni is saying, I want that form. Muhushchumbitam, which is kissed again and again by Mother Yashoda. I want to see that form. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes the beauty of Krishna. Krishnanga lavanyapur madhur haite sumadhur tate ei mukh sudhakar. मधुर हैते सुमधुर तहा हैते सुमधुर तारे स्मित ज्योत्सना भर. सुकविराज गोस्वामी सेज कृष्णा अंग द बॉडी ऑफ कृष्णा इज लाइक द सिटी ऑफ ब्यूटी, यू नो, लावण्यपुर. मधुर हैते सुमधुर, इवन मोर स्वीटर देन द बॉडी ऑफ कृष्णा इज द फेस ऑफ कृष्णा. ताते मुख सुधाकर. एंड इवन मोर ब्यूटिफुल देन द फेस ऑफ कृष्णा इज द स्माइल ऑफ कृष्णा. सो सत्यव्रत मुनि इज सेइंग आई वॉन्ट टू सी दैट फॉर्म ऑफ कृष्णा विथ ब्यूटिफुल फेस विच इज कवर्ड बाई द कर्ल्स ऑफ ब्लैक हेयर टिंज्ड विथ रेड विच इज किस्ड बाई मदर यशोदा अगेन एंड अगेन. मनस्या अविरस्ताम. I want to keep that form of Krishna constantly in my heart. I don't want any other benedictions, you know. And then after describing this, he becomes all the more ambitious. Now, till now he was saying, I want to have this darshan in my mind. Now in the next verse, Satyavrata Muni says, please come before me, I want to see you actually. You know? Then he says, Namo Deva Damodar Ananta Vishnu प्रसीद प्रभो दुख जालाब्धि मग्नम कृपा दृष्टि वृष्ट्याति दीनं बतानु गृहाणेश मामज्ञ मेद्यक्षि दृश्य. सो ही इज टेकिंग सो मेनी नेम्स. ही सेज ओ माय लॉर्ड आई एम दीन, आई एम फॉलन, आई एम मोस्ट फॉलन, अति दीन, सो प्लीज शो मर्सी. कृपा दृष्टि वृष्ट्या, प्लीज शो मर्सी बिकॉज यू आर देव. सो सनातन गोस्वामी सेज दैट एवरी वर्ड, इट इज नॉट दैट कुछ था नहीं तो ये चार पांच वर्ड डाल दिया, यू नो. एवरी वर्ड हैज अ पर्टिकुलर मीनिंग. देव मीन्स प्लीज शो मी योर दिव्य रूप. दामोदर मीन्स अरे यू आर भक्तैर जितत्वम, यू आर भक्तिबद्धम. आई एम ऑफरिंग माई डिवोशन, प्लीज कम इन फ्रंट ऑफ मी. नमो देव अनंत. Ananta means you are all powerful. Your mercy is all unlimited. So please give me your mercy also. Vishnu means you are all pervading. Krishna may think, Are, I am staying in Vaikuntha. I am staying in Goloka. How I will come in front of you? So he's saying you are Vishnu. You are all pervading. You can come immediately. So therefore, please immediately come in front of me. And I want to have your darshan, you know. One time Prabhupada, one reporter asked Prabhupada, have you seen Krishna? So Prabhupada said, no, you are coming in between, you know. Another time somebody asked Prabhupada, some reporter, have you seen Krishna? Prabhupada said, what difference it makes to you? You know, I can give you the process by which you can also see Krishna. And that process is the chanting of the names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Sanatan Goswami says the only method to attain the darshan of the Lord is to chant this Hare Krishna mantra. This Naam Sankirtan is the only way by which we can get darshan of the Lord. Prabhupada writes in one of the purports that the sound vibration of this Hare Krishna mantra, this is the sound vibration of Krishna's flute. Satyavrata Muni is saying, please show mercy because I am Jalabdi Magnam. I am fallen in this network of ocean of material world. Please take me out of this illusion because I am very distressed. I am very fallen. Please give me your mercy and come before me. And then, after describing this, the next two verses, so Krishna may ask, but are you qualified to have my darshan? So and then Satyavrata Muni says, Are, you gave darshan to Kuber Atmaja. You know? So what is the problem to get darshan, to give me darshan? So he says, Kuber Atmaja Obadha Murtyeva Yadvat Tvaya Mauchitau Bhakti Bhajau Kritaucha Tatha Prema Bhaktim Swakame Prayacha Namokshe Graho Mesti Damodareha. So he says, Kuver Atmaja Baddha, although you yourself were bound, you liberated Kuver Atmaja. You liberated Nalkuvar and Manigreev. So you can liberate me also. You can give me darshan also. So what did you do? Toya Mauchito. You liberated them from curse of Narad Muni. And then you did not give them moksha. You gave them prema bhakti. You gave them pure, unalloyed devotional service. So, why did Krishna give mercy to the Nalakuvar and Manigriv? Because Narad Muni has said, Devar Shir Me Priyatamo Yadimao Dhanadatma Jao Tat Tatha Sadhishyami Yad Gitam Tan Mahatmana. So Krishna says, I have nothing to do with these two people. But because my devotee has told, that's why I have to give them darshan. You know? So the best protection is to be attached to some devotees of the Lord. Jnanavalambaka kechit kechit karmavalambaka vayam tu haridasanam padatranavalambaka. Some take shelter of jnana, some take shelter of karma. I take shelter of the devotees of the Lord. The sleepers of the devotees of the Lord, you know, that's what he is asking. So similarly, he is asking, tatha prem bhakti, please give me my that same prem bhakti, you know. And then last, he describes the prema vishesha, you know, adding the cherry on the cake. He gives petition through Srimati Radharani, you know, because Radharani is the person who offers the garland of devotees to Krishna. Namaste stu dhamne spura dipti dhamne tvadiyo darayatha vishvasya dhamne namo radhikayai tvadiya priyayai namo nantalilaya devayatubhyam. So namaste stu dhamne, he is offering obeisances not only to the Lord, he is offering obeisances to the rope also. Because rope in touch with the Supreme Lord is also transcendental. So diyo darayatha, from your udar, from your belly, whole Vishwa is coming out. And this rope is binding around your belly. So that rope is also glorious. So epitome of conjugal pastimes is Rasa Leela. Epitome of Vatsalya pastime is this Damodar Leela. This Leela shows the supreme devotion of Mother Yashoda. By the love of Mother Yashoda, she bound Krishna. And then, because Satyavrat Muni knows that Radharani is very dear to Krishna, so he does not want to take a risk. You know. So he adds, Namo Radhikaya Tvadiya Priyaya. So Radharani is your very dear. So therefore, I offer my obeisances to Srimati Radharani, to you, to Namo Ananta Leelaya. Ananta Leelaya, Sanatana Goswami says, it refers to two things. Unlimited pastimes the Lord performs and the Rasa Leela also. Devaya Tubhyam. In this way I offer my obeisances unto you. So in this way, this is the Damodarashtakam and this is the Madhurena Samapayet. You know, he ends the composition by a sweet. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Damodarashtakam ki jai. Satyavrat Muni ki jai.
Hare Krishna. Please be seated. There are